Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm the host, Chris Stainis, and I'm here to talk about the Woman of Wisdom Conference, which, as many of you know, probably, we've had a big snowfall in Seattle, and so we are rescheduling the conference. Otherwise, we'd be canceling, and that just wouldn't work. So we are going to be scheduling a weekend in March. We're waiting to find out when that will be, and then we will post that. So we're excited that we will be able to continue having our Woman of Wisdom Conference. It was to be this coming weekend. It's our 27th year. We have it's 2 days. You can attend one day, Saturday or Sunday, or both days, and experience in-depth workshops, connecting with other women, many topics of creative art, spirituality, body, mind, spirit, healing, movement, and so much more. Your registration fee includes our meals and community activities that we've created. We also have a special event this year, which is a new musical, Nightingale, a musical regarding the life and passion of Miss Florence Nightingale. And all this is going to be at North Seattle College, and we will get the dates to you soon. We also have the Woman Wisdom book. I did a compilation of many of the fabulous speakers we've had at the conference before, and art and poetry and stories from people who had gained so much from being at the conference. So check that book out, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can check everything out at our website, womanofwisdom.org. So today I am interviewing a special guest that we're going to have at our banquet, Naomi Wachira. Naomi Wachira is born in Kenya, and she's an Afro folk singer-songwriter. She is an artist of formidable talent and heart, and her music and songwriting brings together harmonies that speak across continents and cultures. So what she says is, I am an African girl, I know where I'm coming from, and I know who I want to be. It's a defiant soul anthem that jump-started this Afro folk singer-songwriter, Naomi Wachira, onto a whole new path and calling. The words from the title track of her first EP, African Girl, paved the way for this Kenyan-born, Seattle-based artist who is determined to make a contribution in the world by offering music that is poignant, hopeful, and life-giving. 5 years later, after a critically acclaimed self-titled album, Naomi Wachira, in 2014, and then also an acoustic EP, I Am Because You Are, comes her sophomore album, Song of Lament, which she says was born out of the many tragic losses we've witnessed globally, ranging from cases of police brutality to the refugee crisis, that made her grieve about who we've become, but also burned a desire in her to create art that would serve society at large and hopefully lessen the chaos around us. So you can learn more about Naomi and listen to her fabulous music at her website, www.naomiwachira.com. So welcome, Naomi.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Good. Okay, we're here. We tried to do this yesterday, and we didn't have any sound. And almost this morning, we almost didn't have internet. So I'm glad to have you on today. So tell us your story about yourself, how you came from Kenya to the United States.
So I moved to the U.S., it's been a little over 21 years now. And I initially moved here because I wanted to go to college, which I did in Chicago. And I spent about 11 years there. And then after my time there, I wanted to move somewhere else. And Seattle came calling, but only because I was going to graduate school then. And then when I moved here, just the way life unravels, rediscovered my passion for music and songwriting, and I started digging into that, and it's been about 7 years now since I've been doing music, and it's been quite the whirlwind journey, which I'm really, really grateful for, because I think it's shaped so much of who I am, and I think, you know, as a mother, as a woman, as a human being, and what I want to do with my life. So, so it's been something for sure, and I'm really grateful for the journey so far.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let people know that I have I've had you at a concert. You just did a benefit for our trip to Kenya, supporting a school there, and you are a fabulous singer, and just and people love you. It's just, so we're really pleased to have you, Woman of Wisdom. People are really going to enjoy your concert.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
What inspires you to write and make music? Where does it come from?
Yeah, I think I feel like for as long as I can remember, there's always been this desire in me to do something with my life, and to whether it's like use like spirituality as a way of growth, or looking at life from a different perspective and realizing that there's so much more to this life than our physical manifestation. And so I think for me, music has been the way I've been able to express like these thoughts and, you know, sort of is my way to like leave a good legacy when my time on earth is done. But I think it's also for my own journey. It's been the way I'm able to sort of say the things that I've been working through. Or for me, I feel like every time I write a song, if it's a song about my life, it's almost a signaling of like, okay, I've learned this lesson, and this song is like sort of like this affirmation or confirmation of the process that I've been through. And so it becomes like a healing method for me to sort of be able to be, you know, finish a lesson and then move on to the next thing that's coming up. So that's sort of like what my inspiration really comes from.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned healing. I mean, it's, I would imagine some of the songs you're singing about also are for healing other people. You know, I think music is healing,
yeah.
And we get inspired, we get moved, and
absolutely.
Listening to music
yeah.
too. So
yeah, and I think that's been like the powerful thing is this. You know, I've played in different parts of the world, and it always astounds me that, you know, I can go to some place where people might not necessarily understand every word I sing, but people always comment on sort of the spirit and like the soul and like that intangible thing that comes through with music, and it's something that I feel, you know, I feel really privileged that this is part of my life, that I get to have this gift to share, you know, with the world. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever find it a struggle? I mean, there's so many musicians out there, and hard to make it in the world as a full-time musician, and you're also a full-time mom. So that takes some juggling. And, you know, you switch
absolutely.
From having a career, you know, being a college graduate and all that, and a career and moving, changing careers to be a musician. I know that can be rough on people.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that's definitely been a big thing that I've been focusing on, and something even just like in this moment, I'm still going through that right now. But I think for me, I feel like I finally realized that there's a way to identify with this process either as from a place of like scarcity, or, you know, saying like there's not enough and so I have to struggle, or looking at it from this angle of that in a way that this is like pursuing this journey is also about healing my own beliefs and my own stories that I've lived with. And so when I go through these really hard times, I'm looking at it from that perspective of like, okay, why is this manifesting? And like, what is it trying to get me to heal or change? Or, and so like, and that's been really empowering to like, to start looking at those hardships of, you know, when money is scarce, and instead of like beating myself down, looking at it from that perspective of like, okay, what can I heal? What can change? What do I need to change about my belief about money, my belief about abundance, and you know, what I deserve? And that in itself is, you know, it's still a hard journey, but there's, you know, I feel like there's a goal that I'm working towards instead of just, you know, feeling like I'm poor and,
Mm-hmm. And it's honoring your gifts. So you're rich in your gifts and singing, and it's, it, you know, I think it's about trusting the universe too. Like you said, you know, having the right attitude.
Absolutely.
And not beating yourself up of, it's hard. I don't have money. I don't have money. How do I get my music gigs? How do I sell more CDs? And I do know that even sometimes artists have a hard time selling themselves, you know, the whole marketing
yep.
thing. it's hard to put yourself out there. We have a saying, for our presenters, we send out a sheet that's a shameless, bold self-promotion. Because it's important to realize your gifts and honor them and put it out there. And and that can tweak people. That can push people's buttons.
Yes.
And then you got to deal with that issue of like, why is it so hard for me to put myself out there? Why is it so hard to be really visible? And maybe you might share some of your experiences with that.
I mean, I think that, for the longest time, when I first started doing this, I had a really hard time coming up with a fee for, like, how much I wanted to be charged. And part of it, because for me, like, I grew up with this belief that money was evil. And so to tie money with this gift felt so completely wrong. And so I've had to, like, rework, what money actually means. And for me, it's like it's an energy. And so I've become way more comfortable now, sort of standing my ground and saying, like, this is what I know I'm worth. And I'm okay with people not being able to meet that, like, because everybody's in a different spot, in a different place. But that's been like a really beautiful and hard journey that I've had to go through, because it really does, sort of have you look at yourself and figure out, like, what is it that you're really worth? And, whether it's like whatever fee you come up with, like, you have to be okay and comfortable with, like, that this is what I think I deserve to get. So that's been interesting. I think I've gotten better, like, in the last year or two. I finally, like, have become pretty firm about, this is what I'm asking for. And some people, sometimes people turn away, and other times people come back and they're like, okay, we'll go find the money. And, so it's like, again, it's like that thing of, like, until you ask, like, you'll never know if somebody will be able to meet,
right,
where you are, like, meet you where
right.
you are. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's listen, for all women in business, a lot of women entrepreneurs out there, and it's not just people in the music business, but in all business, of really finding your worth. And probably I would think that when you are standing your ground, like, this is what I'm worth, people understand that value, and they're gonna come forward and go, okay, we're gonna make this happen. We really want this. She must be valuable. She's charging
absolutely.
This much money.
And I think that's the thing too. It's like when you cheapen yourself, I think, then that's what you're gonna get from the other person, is like that they'll treat you in this sense where you feel like, wait, you don't think I'm really worth that much. And so I feel like as a person, you do get to set the standard for how you want people to treat you and, what you think you're worth. And then eventually I feel like you start once you become really comfortable with that, then you start attracting the people who will match that without, having to defend yourself.
Right.
But it definitely is a process, it really is a process.
Oh, that's so strange. And we're going to be cut short because I set this show for 45 minutes and I think it made a mistake and made it 15 minutes because we have 90 seconds left talk. And I can't do the second show. Oh, my goodness. This keeps happening. I mean, we've had this problem yesterday, and then I even had an internet problem this morning. I didn't think we'd be able to get on. I don't know how. I know I set it for 45 minutes. Well, anyway, we have 1 minute, and anyway, I'm so glad you're coming to the conference, and maybe you could just share in the 60 seconds of themes, your themes that you explore in the music, and then we'll have to close.
I mean, I think for me, the biggest theme is always hope, and like no matter how dark things are, there's always hope at the end of the tunnel. And another theme is always about like loving yourself and accepting yourself for who you are. Because we get to change the world when we start with ourselves. So those will be my two themes.
Right. And in your last album, Song of Lament, you talk about, the tragic losses we've witnessed globally. And so to hear inspiring music in that vein, we need the hope, and that's what music does
absolutely.
For us.
Absolutely. Yep.
It brings us hope. And
absolutely.
So thank you so much for being on this short interview today.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we hope you'll be with us in March on our new date. So everybody stay tuned for that date when that's going to happen.
Great.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, thanks.